Hello and welcome to the third of the Eastern Arc podcasts. Today I am following up on our two previous podcasts that involved Dr. Gina Reinhart and Dr. Jeremy Rossman together with their colleague Professor Diana Bell from UEA. In talking to Gina and Jeremy, one of the things we touched on while we were talking that didn't make it to the final cut was their work around interdisciplinary research. Both of them are strong advocates of this, and in particular, the way that we can make our research relevant to stakeholders and end users in parts of the world, particularly the Global South, that perhaps don't have that strong research infrastructure. And both are involved in networks which help to facilitate this. I'll leave it to them to explain a bit more about these networks and the work they do in working across the disciplines for the benefit of those beyond academia. Firstly, Gina.
So the Disaster and Emergency Research Network is a group of like-minded researchers and practitioners and policymakers. And the like-mindedness that we all share in this case is an interest in research about disasters and hazards governance and emergencies in general. So there are people from all over the world. We have I think just over 300 members right now. And the website is DERN, D-E-R-N, for Disaster and Emergency Research Network, .essex.ac.uk. And at that site, people who are interested in joining the community can create a profile and register their key interests. And the idea is that when grants, projects, and collaborations are developing, sometimes we're on very tight timelines, either because we're researching a critical event that's unfolding, we're in a hurry to study it, or because there's a grant call that has a very tight deadline on it. And we need people to be able to work with. But if you don't build contacts with people in advance, then basically you don't have a chance of getting a lot of that work done. Usually falls to people that are in very long established relationships and collaborations. And that leaves out a lot of people around the world who would like to join these groups and collaboratives. So the opportunity is there for anyone to go, journalists as well, to go and find expertise and to try to find insights and to elevate each other's work. We have a listserv where if you send out information about your own work, then it will be disseminated to everybody, or information about new grant calls or scholarship opportunities. You can imagine right now we're very active, but it's been very helpful. So some of us, you know, are accustomed to getting calls from our own local media. It's nice to have someone else's, to be able to read a colleague's recent op-ed or blog post and understand a few extra things, you know, that I would understand, for example, about the study of virus, which is not my actual disaster and hazard expertise. And so I might read something that a colleague just wrote, and then they might read something that I wrote about how we define disasters and things like that. And it just really helps all of us to think about the ethics of research into hazards and that sort of thing.
That sounds like a really useful platform. And it's something certainly with Eastern Arc. I want to get these conversations going so people are aware for the short grant deadlines, aware of what else is going on at the other universities. Jeremy, do you want to say a bit about the Research Aid Network?
Certainly. First of all, I think that's extremely interesting. And I know from a lot of personal experience of how important that kind of, you know, platform where you can actually find partners on a very short deadline and with, you know, outside of your immediate field of expertise. I wasn't aware of DERN, but I will absolutely get on that list. It seems extraordinarily useful. So thank you for raising that. My background is in virology, pandemic causing or epidemic causing viruses, looking at how host pathogen interactions work, but also how public health containment measures are taken. And historically, this has been in a lot of sort of countries around the world, looking at Ebola virus outbreaks in West Africa and the DRC and places like that. Now we're starting to actually look at applying this in the US and the UK during COVID-19. Unfortunately, we see a lot of the same challenges, you know, a lot of issues with community communication, community engagement. And so what Research Aid Networks is really trying to do is to sort of almost act as a translator and an intermediate, trying to bridge the flow of information, knowledge exchange, and partnership building between academic researchers and either policymakers or sort of on the ground aid providing organizations, whether that's a community-based organization or sort of a larger international NGO. So we're sort of now looking at that in terms of the context of locally within different communities in the US and the UK, but also sort of looking at this in terms of international aid responding to countries that are extraordinarily vulnerable to COVID-19. So it's very interesting, and a lot of similarities of this sort of partnership building that you're talking about in Durham.
So how do you manage that translation, that intermediary process? What do you do to bring people together?
Well, it's two things. The first is that the more sort of relationship building that you can do before an emergency sets in, the more successful you are at able to translating that into action during the emergency. So we've been working on building partnerships between multiple different academic expertises, multiple different aid organizations, so that we can actually look to apply that more rapidly during an emergency. I don't know if you're aware of the H2H partnership network of humanitarian aid sort of service providing organizations, but we're now a member of them to facilitate partnership building between these organizations in the interim between crises, so that then we can sort of collectively respond a little bit better during the crisis. So we're a very small organization, and it's a very hands-on process, and it's all about relationship building and trying to spend the time to understand other organizations and communities' perspectives, and then sort of facilitating that information flow. So I think there's a real avenue of sort of more high throughput communication, but we're very slow and we're very hands-on, and we're very much about a small number of very strong relationships.
Partnership building and preparation, they're clearly important to all of those working in areas that are attempting to mitigate the worst effects of disaster. But they're important to all of us working in research and engaging with networks such as those that Gina and Jeremy have described, or making sure that you are connecting with colleagues across Eastern Arc and beyond in readiness for those short calls or those emergency situations is crucial. If you want to find out more about the networks that Jeremy and Gina mentioned, go to the Eastern Arc website and the podcast page, and there will be links to both of those networks within the description of this. Thanks to my guests, Dr. Gina Reinhardt of the University of Essex and Dr. Jeremy Rossman of the University of Kent. And thanks to all of those who took part in the production of this podcast, and in particular, Jeff Harvey and Chris Martin of Purple Planet, who provided the music. And thanks to you for listening. I look forward to seeing you again for the next edition of the Eastern Arc Podcast.